When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a district, I would really like to see us put more funding into creating spaces for students kids just to be kids.
Kids in the Clark County School District, as discussed by a former and perhaps future member of the Clark County Board of Education. And she joins us in studio now, Karina Gallagher, dropping in this morning. Again, a circuitous route to get back to the Clark County School Board if she's successful. She was successful, won an election in 2020, served 2021, 2022, stepped down to run unsuccessfully, as it turns out, for a seat on the Athens-Clark County Commission. So back in the ring to return to the school board in the elections, the early voting underway, the election itself coming up on May 21st. There is an incumbent. There is Claudia Butts, and there's another challenger, three people in this race. We spoke, I don't know, 2 weeks ago maybe with Mary Bagby, but Karina Gallagher in studio with us this morning. Karina Gallagher, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me this morning.
The resume, and I know we went through this, but step us through it again, the day job and all that. What's the background here?
Okay, so right now I serve as a home daycare provider, and I'm quality rated with 3 stars. That means The government thinks that I have a pretty good program.
All right, if I had a kid and I needed daycare, go ahead and put a plug in. What's the daycare?
So my daycare name is just my name, so Miss Karina's, and then it's an LLC. And you can just Google me, put in quality daycare in Athens, Georgia, and I'll be the first person to come up.
There you go. Where are you?
I am in my home, so I'm off of North Avenue on the east side.
And busy?
Yes, I'm at capacity, and I have 3 kids that are actually graduating and headed off to Clark County School District, which was, you know, like, my second most, the second biggest reason why I decided to run for school board again.
All right, so yeah, as we say, on the school board, decided to leave to make that run for commission, but now I want to get back on the school board. Why?
Well, I'm very passionate about education and opportunities for our youth. I always have been. But again, I also have some kids who are graduating from my program, and I want to ensure that I am doing the most that I can to further the progress that I've made with them. And I think the best way to do that is being on the school board and ensuring that the decisions that are made are in the best interest of not just the kids that come from me, but all the kids in Clark County.
All right, what does that look like when it's happening? Okay, a little 4-year-old Johnny just left your daycare center. He's going off to kindergarten, going to be in the first grade, and going to be in high school before we know it, because that's how this works.
Right.
What do you have in mind by way of helping that kid specifically advance through the school system in Clark County?
Awesome. So I think that's a great question. As a school board member, I learned very quickly the first go around that I cannot get into the day-to-day operations, but I can hold the superintendent accountable and hold my other school board members accountable when it comes to decision-making.
So, now that is, as you said, that's the business model. That's
right.
How this works. You have, in this case, Superintendent Robbie Hooker, the former Clark Central High School principal. He's day-to-day. He's day-to-day,
yes,
along with the folks that work in the central office there on Prince Avenue. But in terms of, I don't know, the 30,000 feet out policy, that's you folks on the Clark County School Board, or would be if you're elected.
Absolutely. So making sure that that we are reading the information that's put before us, holding the superintendent accountable to make sure that the information that we get is in a timely manner so that we can make informed decisions, superintendent evaluation, which is another way of holding them accountable to not just the students but our community at large, reviewing the budget and making sure that the items in there align with our strategic plan and the values of our community, and getting back out and making sure that our community is informed about how our system works, the roles and responsibilities of parents and community members, and sharing opportunities for parents and community members to get involved in our schools so that people are not solely reliant on elected officials to make our school system better.
And Karina Gallagher, candidate for a seat, looking to return to the Clark County School Board. The wheel's turning in my memory here and going nowhere because I'm just drawing blanks. You can help me with the timeline here.
Okay.
Robbie Hooker was not superintendent when you were on the school board.
So,
he became superintendent. Is that right?
So I was on the board when we hired Dr. Hooker to be our superintendent. Yes, but I got on in 2020, so COVID, and Dr. Thomas had just taken the position full time after being interim. Cognier was involved. There were a whole bunch of policies that
we had.
The whole
accreditation thing.
Yes, there was some drama when I got on there. A lot of professional
And so you were then a part of that transition.
Yes,
you helped bring Dr. Hooker into the job that he has now. All that to ask this question, you've had an opportunity from the school board and from now out in the real world, I'll say, to watch him and the work that he's done. Your thoughts, because one of the things you'll be asked to do is evaluate him.
Absolutely. So I think steadying the ship is kind of like the first big hurdle that he's had to work through. He's also having to reestablish partnerships and relationships, not just within the schools. And our school system is not perfect. And I don't think that, you know, just in your first couple of years, you're going to be able to fix all of the problems. But I have seen and witnessed him him making some strategic changes for the benefit of our school system.
You know, there's one of the things, again, Karina Gallagher, you've served on the school board and you're running again. I know you can speak to this and much more involved than I can, but I mean, I watch, I monitor, I've gone to meetings over the years. And one of the things that you learn right away, if you watch, if you pay attention, it's one thing to be, and this is not a shot at anybody, it's just the way it works. It's one thing to be kind of on the outside looking in and reading headlines and listening to brief conversations, news reports on radio or TV or whatever, and forming opinions about our schools and our school system and this is what needs to happen. That shouldn't be happening. This other thing should be. It's easy to form those snap judgments, but when you get in there, especially when you're serving on that school board, and the first thing that happens is you get ready to go to a meeting, somebody hands you a big stack of paper. Here's all the things you're going to be asked to consider, asked to vote on, and it's not all big sexy stuff. In fact, most of it isn't. It's mundane, detailed, minutiae stuff and that cause most folks' eyes to glaze over. That's what you're trying to sign up for.
I love doing research and asking challenging questions and sharing thoughts and opinions of those around me and challenging us to do better. So it's kind of like my passion place, like to be there and challenging thoughts and ideas so that we can be better for not just our kids, but our community at large.
All right, so we'll dig into some of that stuff when we come back, which we'll do after the briefest breaks. Karina Gallagher, District 2, right? District 2 is the seat up for grabs here. Karina Gallagher, candidate for a seat on the Clark County School Board. The early voting underway, the election wrapping up on May 21st. I say wrapping up, three candidates could be a runoff.
You go visit Clark Central, it's like a fortress to get in there. When you go visit, see the shows, anybody can get in there.
Talking about school security, the lack of it in one case, as alleged by Mary Bagby, she is a candidate for a seat on the Clark County School Board, District 2. The election's underway, the early voting that continues, the election itself on May 21st. Three candidates. There's an incumbent, Claudia Botts, and an open invitation to her. We'll reach out to her, invite her in anytime she'd like to talk about her campaign for re-election, as it were. Mary Bagby, you just heard there, and a former District 2 incumbent and looking to return to the Clark County School Board, Karina Gallagher, in studio with us. I wanted to pick up that point there. That was Mary Bagby talking about school security. It's one thing to get into Clark Central, you barely can, you just walk up to Cedar Shoals. I don't know. I haven't tried either of those things. What's your observation specifically about that and some thoughts that you may have, the larger question of enhancing as best we can school security?
So I have not found it easy to get into either school. I go through the process when I come into the building. I check in with the receptionist. I put my name in the system, get my little sticker. I do think that is harder for post-COVID for adults to get into the building without pre-approval, which is something that I've run into. And I'd hope that is something that continues. We do have policies for that allow parents to visit their students at school, and I encourage anyone who wants to visit our schools to follow the policies.
Yeah, to get in and follow the policies so you're getting in safely as best we can. That question of school safety, school security comes up everywhere and for obvious reasons. I don't know that it's possible to make a school quote-unquote safe. It is possible, I think, to make one safer, and I suppose that's the objective. So how do you go about doing that?
I think evaluating the the challenges that we currently have in place and making sure that we're communicating with students, mostly with students and teachers, about what safety actually looks like, and then and really asking them what it looks like, what it feels like, getting a clear assessment of what climate and culture looks like in our schools, and then moving from there instead of assuming that we know when we're not in those buildings every day.
You know, I heard this about a year ago, maybe. This was, I think, DeKalb County was a school over there. As Channel 2 or somebody doing the reporting. And it was a case of a gun on a campus, middle school, high school, I forget. But they found a gun on the campus, and obviously you do what you do. You haul the student away, and you send notes to parents, and Channel 2 comes and talks about it. And they did that thing. They interviewed one of the students, Channel 2, a young girl, as I recall. And she said something that just, it stops me in my tracks to think about it. She said, yeah, a lot of my classmates bring guns to school. Why? For protection. We think, because my thinking is, if we find a gun on a kid in a school, that's some kid who's planning something horrible. You know, there's another Columbine. And this kid, this eighth grader, is saying, no, that's not it at all. It's that these kids are bringing these guns. My classmates are bringing these guns because they don't feel safe in our schools. That's the kids telling us this.
Absolutely. I think that we see not with so much with the guns, but with weapons in general, with always being ready to fight, or mace or pocket knives. I think we do have a lot of students who feel like they need to be safe at school, but I don't think that starts at school. I think that starts in the community, which is why I was running for commission, because we have to change, we have to improve our community so that students feel safe first in the community, which I think spills over into our schools.
Karina Gallagher, candidate for the District 2 seat on the Clark County School Board. All right, about that. You ran for the commission, didn't work out for you, but I suppose what I'm hearing you say there is that maybe the commission and the school board need to work together on this.
Absolutely. School board, the commission, UGA, any interest groups in our community that have capital and influence, we all need to be working together to improve our community. I think this needs to be one Athens and not against anyone else, but we all need to work together. So not a competition Athens and somewhere else, but why can't we be the greatest with the best education system, the best run government, and the best college in the state? Because we all work together, and we see that there are some common issues, and if we work together, we can all come up with some real solutions.
Well, that's a fascinating point that you make there, a fascinating question that you raise, rhetorically or otherwise. Why? Because it seems to me that we are, now that I think about the point you just made there, intentionally or otherwise. We look at the Clark County School District, as you said, and you were part of the board that was dealing with this, climbing out of the accreditation issues. Whew, finally got our head above water. You're not talking about keeping your head above water. You just set the goal of having, quote unquote, the best school system in the state.
Absolutely.
You know, it seems to me that, and that's the point here, that it seems to me that most of us, as we think about the Clark County School District and all of the challenges that it faces, just keeping your head above water is enough. Okay, how do you lift that vision?
I think that, one, holding, and I love accountability, holding ourselves accountable and having a strategic plan that has that long-term vision in place, working with the county government. There's a 20-year plan there in 5- and 10-year increments. Are we infused into that plan? UGA has a plan, and why aren't we infused into that plan so that we can have a long-term vision in each of the areas, even partnering with our hospitals like healthcare? Is a major thing. Health impacts your ability to learn and thrive in our community. So all of those partnerships need to be strengthened where there is I'd like to see us have an Athens-Clark County plan or strategic plan where all of the entities have to come together and say, hey, so here's what we want to look like in 5, 10, 20 years, and here are the strategic steps that we need to take to ensure
some of those
that.
Partnerships, Karina Gallagher, some of those things are in place, certain levels, partnerships with Athens Tech. There's some with the University of Georgia directly working with students and programs at the Clark County School District level. You'd like to see those expanded, I suppose.
I would like to see those expanded. We have experienced UGA, which I think helps slightly to shift this idea that UGA is just a place for football for students. But they also have summer programs that aren't always accessible to students who could absolutely benefit from that because the cost is astronomical. Mm. And so having, a stronger partnership so that students who are very much interested in robotics or doing drawing comic books can take advantage of the summer programs that are over at UGA.
Speaking of costs that are astronomical, my property tax bill and the Clark County School District, a big, big component in that. What, if anything, can be done to make it easier for me to stay in my home? And a lot of people asking that question, not about paying the mortgage, about paying the taxes anymore.
Right. So the school district is not the only place that we pay taxes for. But I think that taxpayers, much like when people have a really good job in Clark County and they leave to go to another county because of flexibility or feeling like they're welcome, I think that as a school district, we could absolutely do a better job of raising our standards so that taxpayers, when they are paying taxes, they feel much better because their investment, they can see a real return on their investment.
Karina Gallagher, candidate District 2 on the Clark County School Board. It suddenly occurs to me this is going to break the tie. You're okay. 1-1 in terms of elections. You ran and won a seat on the Clark County School Board, unsuccessful in a bid to get on the Athens-Clark County Commission. I assume that winning feels better than losing. How are you going to make sure, or what are you going to do to best ensure that you have a better outcome this time?
Well, getting out and, when I ran for commission, that was a very short run. It was a special election, so we had about 4 weeks to run. And I also learned a lot of things about politics in general. They are messy. Politics are...
I could have told you that, but okay.
Politics are messy, especially in commission, where there's more responsibility as a commissioner than there is the school board. It's very focused on school board, like for education. Mm-hmm. Whereas commission covers all things county government.
Rezoning over here and police over there and fire over there and all that.
All the stuff. Yeah. And so that was messy. It was draining. Mm-hmm. And you learn a lot of things when you run for commission. I think all the candidates now are learning some things. But I think for a school board, I think people understand that I have a proven passion for education and advocacy. And I hope that, people listening make sure that they share with their District 2 neighbors that they need to vote.
Can we find you online someplace, social media? Where are you?
Yes. So Gallagher4D2.com. And you can also just Google me. I want to encourage people to do their research. Mm-hmm. You can Google me. You can find all kinds of things about me and the work that I've done over the past 20 plus years in Clark County.
Yeah, Google me and find all kind of things too, but that's another conversation for another day. Karina Gallagher, again, District 2 candidate, one of three. There is an incumbent, Claudia Butts. Reach out to her. She's invited to reach into us, come in, talk about her campaign for another term on the Clark County School Board. Also, Mary Bagby, spoke with her a few weeks ago. The election, again, wrapping up on May 21st. Absent the runoff, and listen, always the possibility with multiple candidates, more than two, the possibility of a runoff, but absent that, would wrap up on May 21st. Karina Gallagher, best of luck out there. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.